WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively into the spring season around here. We got all sorts of things. Ravens schedule, Ravens playing in London now, and of course, the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I don't know if I could take the Maryland Crab Cake Tour to the UK for my 55th birthday. We're going to figure it out. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. The throwback to the lottery's first ever scratch-off is what I'm giving away right now. We're going to be at State Fair on Friday from 2 until 5. CFG Bank President Bill Wiedel will be joining us talking about the CFG Bank Arena, where I might be seeing Janet Jackson do nasty boys this weekend, as well as Anita Baker. So happy Mother's Day to everybody. Our friends at Window Nation also putting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road. 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. And 5 years, 0% financing. I remind you, a better deal than they gave me. This guy always gives me a good deal. Seth Elkin joins us now from the Maryland Lottery. John Martin is on assignment this week. And Roz will come out and get a crab cake with me. And at some point, she's going to bring Greg out. But you guys, you know, you equip me with these tickets to give away. And sometimes I say to Roz, are these the lucky ones? And she said, I don't know. You know, they're all the same. We all have a chance. Everybody has a chance. All right, great. And I'm like, these aren't like loaded where I don't have enough winners. Seth, I got $20 winners, $50 winners. I had a $100 winner at one point. So these people really win money when I give them the. No wonder I'm so popular when I walk into McFall's Oyster and Reel in Essex, huh?
Well, you know, it's always fun when you got some lottery tickets to give away. So I suppose you're popular wherever you go when you got our tickets with you.
Give me the best story, because you've been doing this forever. I mean, you look a lot younger than you are. I mean, the Orioles are playing the Pirates this weekend. That means something to me. I don't really know if it means something to you, but it means a lot to me. But you've been doing this a long, long time. Have you like seen somebody scratch $1,000? Like what have you seen? Cause I'm waiting for it. I've seen 50, 100, a lot of 20s. People get excited with 10. People get excited with two. They come up, hey, I got $2. Great. You know,
I'm not often with the players when they're scratching and winning, because it happens at their home. It happens out in the field. It happens. Sometimes people will scratch in the store. They tell us that and they get really excited and they say, I got to get quiet. I don't want anybody to know. And I want to leave the store and go home and celebrate. But the one I remember seeing was somebody bought a ticket at the State Fair, which is a big deal for us. You know, as you know, we're set up in the lobby of the exhibition hall.
And there's going to be a huge promotion. You guys are involved with this.
Yeah, for the entire duration of the fair. All hours at the fair is open. We're there and we've got a retailer there selling tickets. And somebody several years ago bought a ticket there and won a $10,000 prize, scratched it off right there at the tables we have set up there and won $10,000. So was very excited and wanted to know, how do I go about claiming this? Well, no, you can't do it right now. This retailer can't pay you out $10,000, but you're going to have to come to our office. But that was an exciting thing to see and to watch the reaction to that. So,
well, yeah, I mean, when people win, it is, I mean, I'll just say it, for me, it's exhilarating. And, you know, and I see, and I want to take a moment before we even begin, because we watch baseball, to say, you know, with mobile, this, you know, people can get out of hand with this. So, you know, we talk to people all the time about know your limits with baseball, because it is fun to win. It's fun to win. It really is. And I see it every single week when I have winners.
It's something that we obviously emphasize all the time is play within your means and have fun with it and enjoy it. And, you know, treat it as a form of entertainment. You know, you would, if you're going to the Orioles game, you would figure out how much you're going to spend on Orioles tickets. If you're going to, your form of entertainment is going to be lottery tickets, then figure out how much you want to spend and keep to that and just keep it fun. That's the way to keep it fun.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're keeping it fun around here. And one thing that has been fun, and listen, you're a Pittsburgh guy. I'm just going to start with that. So anything that I say from here to the end of the, I cannot be used against me in any way, because it's been all my life, 1979. So deduct 11 from my age. So we're 44 years. How could it be 44 years since 1979? I had to do the math on this.
I was going to make sure you know, I am old enough to remember that. I was a 7-year-old second grader in Beaver, Pennsylvania when they won that World Series, the Pirates did.
How did it make you feel when they won? Because I want to know.
It was special. You know, those guys.
You're spoiled, dude. Steelers winning every year, and then the Pirates win. You're spoiled, dude.
I think when you grew up in that kind of atmosphere, I mean, think about it. When the Steelers won Super Bowl 13 the fall of the year that I was in first grade. And then fast forward to that October, the Pirates win the World Series. And then a couple months later, the Steelers won the Super Bowl again. So, you know, three championships in a span of 12 months. And when you're an impressionable young kid, growing up in the Pittsburgh suburbs, it kind of changes you. It changes your whole outlook. You know, and as a little kid, you expect that to go on forever, which of course it hasn't, particularly with the Pirates.
Well, that's the interesting thing about this week, right? Like, this is the first time there's been meaningful baseball between these two franchises in 44 years, right?
I made the mistake in a meeting here last week of saying that the Pirates had the best record in the National League, which they did at the time, and they promptly proceeded to lose the next seven games they played against Tampa and Toronto. So, you know, those are the Pirates that I remember, you know, for most of my lifetime.
American League is the junior circuit no longer, I would say. you know, from a baseball perspective, though, this home run riches thing is fun, and we'll get into that. But this Pirates-Orioles thing, before I even go any further with this, like, it devastated me, right? Like, I was 11 years old. It was my birthday week, because my birthday's in October. My dad scored tickets for one of the Angels games, which was the 79 ALCS. So I went to game two, I believe. And then my dad scored tickets for game two of the World Series. So I went to the second game. Mm-hmm. Kevin Eck, his parents got a strip. They won the lottery and whatever. My dad went and got in line, and we wound up going to one game. I went to game two. Still had my tickets, still had the whole deal. Had my program. It had this sort of starry baseball on it, 1979. And game seven that night, and look, man, I've talked to Flanagan, McGregor, Dempsey, Dower. I've had them all on the show. Boddicker wasn't on that team. He was an 83 team. But the 79 Orioles, man, that was my first love. And I don't want to say nothing against the Colts and Burt Jones or even the Oilers, but I was at Ghost to the Post. I was at the game when I was at the Steelers Colts game you might have been too young to remember that, but when the plane went into the upper deck after the playoff game at Memorial State, you know that image,
before
Seth?
Before my time, yeah.
Donald Croner, okay, 75, 76, that era. So I was at those games because I went to games as a young person. Vida Blue died last weekend, yeah. And I remembered that I was at the ALCS game in 74. My dad took me to that game in the Catfish Hunter game. They were afternoon games, and I was in kindergarten. I totally remember going to those games with my dad. I had a scorecard for that game. So I had these vivid memories, but the Pirates beating the Orioles, I don't know, man. I blubbered when Peyton Manning beat the Ravens in 06. Clearly, the Billy Cundiff, Lee Evans game scarred me. You know what I mean? But as Baltimore baseball fans, losing to the Royals, getting swept like 10 years ago, like there are some memories, the 97 playoffs and Jeffrey Mayer, and I was a part of all. I was at Yankee Stadium. I was 50 feet from Jeffrey Mayer when that happened. So I have memories, but the 79 Orioles is something – it's been my whole lifetime. We'll never get square. And I got to give you this story. I'm gonna name drop because I know Bert Blylevin, right? Bert does the show, Circle Me Bert, Minnesota. He's a broadcaster back when I was a real media member. Bert Blylevin and I were walking the streets of Baltimore after an Orioles-Twins game in 2005 or 6. He's broadcasting for the Twins. My buddy Robbie Inch Mikowski, who's been the Pirates guy for years and years and years,
right,
with Root and whatnot. Robbie's from Philly. Robbie and Baldy were, you know, I've known Robbie for 20. Robbie was the Baltimore Blast PA guy here. I mean, Robbie is a worker, right? So Robbie does games with Bert at this point in his life. He's broadcasting in Minnesota. And I meet them after the game, and we're going to go drinking beer in Baltimore together. This is 2005, 6, 7, in that range. And Blylevin and I are walking down the street. He knows me and knows that I'm an Oriole guy. And he starts twirling his World Series ring. Twirling it. Like walking down Pratt Street after a game, twirling his World Series ring at me. Grant Jackson did this to me too, by the way. God bless Grant. He was a good guy. Other than that, and he played for the Yankees too, but that wasn't his fault. We dealt him there. A little baseball history. Last week I did Earl Big Cat Williams and Jim Traber. This week I'm doing this one. Blylevin says to me, here, you want to wear it? No. No. I don't want you to have it. I don't want to see it. I don't want a memory of it. So the next day, we wind up going to lunch at Sabatino's because he loves Sabatino's. I tried to take him to Amici's. No offense to the Sabatino's people. I was trying to, but he loves Sabatino's. And there were 15 people. Bert took the whole crew, everybody that was in, to Sabatino's. We met him down there for a bookmaker, and he started in on me again in front of everybody. I'm in Baltimore. We made great things happen here. Anybody want to wear the ring? No. Nobody here wants to wear your ring. We hate the Pirates. We'll always hate the Pirates. Omar Moreno, his wife, Wilver, Darnell, Stargell, all of that. Dave Parker. I had Parker on the show a couple years ago. No bueno. None of them. Kenta Colvey. No.
Well, so perhaps you don't want to see my Willie Stargell jersey.
Why you do this to me?
The last time I was on with you, you had your Warren Moon jersey that was your favorite throwback, and you emboldened me by the fact that your favorite throwback's not from a Baltimore team. So I've got mine. This is my favorite throwback. Willie Stargell, number 8. We are family Pirates jersey. This will always be my favorite. I will have that on when the Bucks are in town.
Tell everybody, look, man, we're getting up on this. If we beat the snot out of their awful pitching, maybe we can move the fence back in this week and hit some more home runs. They could hit 8 home runs this weekend.
They're like,
I would love for a real Baltimore Oriole fan to parade around with 50 grand as
at the expense of the Pirates.
as a reparation. You know what I'm saying? For what happened back in 79. You know what I mean?
We hope we're getting there soon. Of course, we're going to give $50,000 to whoever our contestant of the game is when the Orioles hit their 50th home run. And they're in the low 40s. They're climbing up there. And whether they're going to get there in those 3 games this weekend against the Pirates, I don't know. But they still got another few against the Angels after that. So we think it's going to be on this homestand before they leave town again. We're going to get to award that $50,000. And we've got the people that we select the contestants of the game a month at a time. So everybody for the rest of the games in May is on the calendar and they're looking and it's nail biting time to figure out where that 50th home run is going to get hit. And we sure hope it happens real soon. And we're looking forward to that and get a chance to award that prize to somebody. It's a lot of fun connected with our 50th anniversary. We don't normally have a $50,000 prize as part of contestant of the game. It's a promotion that everybody's certainly familiar with because we do it every year, but we added 2 $50,000 prizes to it this year because we're turning 50 in 2023. So the first one goes to that contestant who is on the schedule for the day when the Orioles hit the 50th home run. And then the other $50,000 prize will get awarded to someone in the last drawing of the season. On August 29th, we'll select the winners for all the games in September, and we'll also draw another $50,000 winner at that time. So plenty of time to still get your entries in. You might have missed out on that first $50,000, but you'll have a chance at that second one.
So listen, I tell John this all the time because I try to be authentic with what I do with the lottery, okay? I mean, I'm legit old schooler. When you're bringing out all these old logos, I'm that guy, right? The lottery did a promotion, and I want to say it was in 82, 3, 4, 5, in that range. There was $1 million home run, a grand slam, because it used to be an inning. It was an inning, and we're playing for Biff Bemidji in Sykesville, and Biff's going to win $100. This is back 50 years ago, right? 40 years. Not 50 years ago. Only 35 years. Okay, a long time ago. But $1 million was like $1 million. You know, it was annuity. It was a big deal. But a woman won, as I remember it. Renicki came up with the bait. And if it was a grand slam, that was sort of the thing. If the special home run was a grand slam, and what would the odds be? They only hit 3 or 4 or 5 a year. What would the odds be that it would be in this inning, in this game? Renicki hit it. And I'm telling you, if you should research it, because it's such a great story as part of the 50,000. But I remember it all. Every Oriole fan who's my age would remember it because it was really a big deal. It was kind of cool when it happened. And I would think this $50,000 thing for sure is people are going to remember this, right? I mean, and it's going to be a big deal on the broadcast, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And we're really looking forward to it. And it's fun to be able to add these kinds of prizes and these kinds of second chance contests. You know, we always have some kind of second chance contest going. At any part of the year, at any given time, we've got something. But more than usual this year, because it's our 50th anniversary, I think there are 6 different second chance promotions happening right now. So a little tough to keep them all straight and make sure.
I tell people to get the app, right? Isn't that like literally the best way to do this?
Or go to our website. There's a promotions link on the top of the website, and you can see all the current promotions there. and keep track of everything. Not only the second chance contest, but we have other promotions that come up that are bonus prizes on our games. We just finished a Keno Sprinkler that is real popular among the Keno players, where you can multiply your prizes. And we got another one-day promotion that's coming up. I can't tell you too much about it yet. We'll have some of the details probably starting next week. But a one-day promotion for May 24th, which is the anniversary of our very first drawing. It was held May 24th, 1973. So we're getting excited about that, and we'll be lots more news coming about that next week.
Was the very first drawing the big balls with the – did they always do it that way, the way they did it on TV?
I actually am not sure. It was a little bit –
Well, they didn't do it by computer in 73.
It sure wasn't by computer.
It had to be random, and I don't know what random would even mean.
It was by the balls, but we had tickets. The game was called Twin Win, and we actually recently had someone contact us who's got original Twin Win tickets that she saved from that very first drawing. They're dated. She bought them in May of 1973 when they first went on sale, and they're dated for the drawing May 24th, 1973. So a lot of history there.
Yeah, well, when I come to your building, you know, I took that picture. I'm going to put that – maybe May 24th I'll put that up, because I have a picture of me with every promotion, because when you get off the elevator over Montgomery Park, where you guys are, when I come and get these to give away from you and Roz and Doug and John and everybody in your office, it's a rich history. And this is a year where you guys are really having a lot of fun with history. What else is going on? I talked to John about this, because you mentioned the State Fair. I mean, I'm going to be at State Fair in Catonsville this weekend, by the way, the restaurant, not the fair, doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. But part of getting out in the community, and I have Bill Wiedell coming out of CFG Bank Arena talking about concerts, ball games, promotions, State Fair, festivals, things that you guys have been doing for generations, right? For 50 years, literally, where you go out in the community. A lot of that stopped in 20, 21, planning into 22. It really feels like, cross our fingers, we're having the most normal Memorial Day, 4th of July. I even have a normal Heritage Fair in Dundalk this summer, right? It's a normal time. And you guys get out and do so many of these things. And this is the big banana, 50th anniversary. You guys are doing more than you've ever done.
Yeah, this is you're right, first of all, that we're back to a normal schedule now, which feels really good after a couple of years of a lot of uncertainty. But you know, we do probably, if you count up the number of days that we are out and set up at some kind of fair or festival or community event or charity event, there are probably 100 days on the calendar that we're somewhere. Sports events, too. We go to Orioles games. We're at all the Ravens games. We go to Terps games sometimes. So we're out there and interacting, and it's a really important part of what we do, that you have face-to-face time with us from the lottery, and you have a chance to spin the prize wheel and win something. And it's great that you mentioned events, because there's one on the calendar that's coming this weekend that we're really excited about. We've been planning
Preakness?
That's in a couple of weeks. We're going to be there, and we're also going to be at Wine in the Woods that same weekend. So that's an event doubleheader weekend for us.
I had Wine in the Woods last weekend at M3 down at Merriweather. So I love me some Wine in the Woods.
But the one we're really looking forward to is out in Boonesboro. The Quad State Pickle Fest is.
Whoa! I heard about this a couple of weeks ago. What's this thing?
It's all about pickles. And if you don't like pickles, which I got to admit, I'm not the biggest pickle fan in the world. But I'm going to try and get out there anyway, because we all can't resist the idea of this event. Ever since we first heard about it, we contacted them and said, hey, can we come out there and be part of it? And they were really happy to have us. And we're a sponsor of the Quad State Pickle Fest. So all kinds of.
I've been to Boonesboro. Don't look at me like that. I've had a crab cake in Boonesboro. So, you know, I mean, Boonesboro, that's your people.
They're
Steeler and Pirate. There are people in Boonesboro right now rooting for the Steelers.
Well, Western Maryland, that becomes Steelers territory out there. So I'm happy about that. I got to go out there for no other reason than that.
You know what I say to my wife all the time? Because, look, your people are up there. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You drive out 70, right? You pass Frederick and then it'll divide, like the old John Belushi movie. And there's a bridge that comes down with a trail. And just as you're going up the hill there, getting up onto Hagerstown toward before you break off to go to Cumberland or go up to Somerset and Breezewood and all that. But it's this continental divide right around there. We give it away. Everything, once you pass there, it's over. It's West Virginia Mountaineer. It's all that, right? It's Maryland, and I love it. Rocky Gap. I'm a big Rocky Gap fan. But they're not right when it comes out there to sports. I mean, for me.
Well, we can agree to disagree on that. That's where I start to get comfortable. That's what you say. That's Steelers territory.
All right, before I throw you out, and I hear you're coming back in 2 weeks, so I don't know how this weekend's going to go, whether I'm going to be wearing my orange throwback Rick Dempsey jersey or whatnot, but I do have something for you because you brought up my Warren Moon jersey, and I want to give thanks to my wife for fetching this for me. But this is my Dan Pastorini.
Wow.
Dude, Dan doesn't know I got this, and Dan has become a friend of mine in adulthood and helped to swap for the bone marrow registry, as Mike Tomlin did in front of the Willie Stargell statue, literally, in 2015. We swapped for the bone marrow registry. And you know, he's wearing a Stargell jersey that day and taking me to the Clemente statue and all that. But I got this Pastorini throwback that actually fits me. Just for fun. So I have a Pastorini and a Moon. As I told a Dennis at Coons Baltimore Ford, I'm looking for an Earl Campbell. I don't know whether it's going to be white or blue, but when I see it and I'm like, that's the one for me. But this was the one for me. So I have a Pastorini and I have a Moon. And if I could get a Burt Jones, maybe in a white, I might do that. But I'm paying homage to my childhood in the same way. What does that Stargell jersey mean to you? It must mean everything because you won. Right.
I thought particularly the black
jersey. Put it on. I want to see you. I want to patronize you. Come on now. Put it on. Go ahead. Torture me. Go all in. Go on. Because if the Orioles play the Pirates in the World Series, we're not going to like each other. Look, I promise you. Look at this. Look at him. Look at him in all of his glory. I'm going to put a picture of you on the interwebs. I swear to God I am.
There we are.
That I'm dealing with this here this morning.
We are family.
Oh geez. He just,
I love these things. They had three different versions of the uniform. They had black, all black. Like this.
I love the gold. I'm not going to lie. Gold. It was so 70s. Yeah.
And then they had a pinstripe, white with black and gold pinstripes.
Well, DeCoffey wore the pinstripe hat.
It was supposed to be three separate distinct uniforms.
He looked like, right? He was selling ice cream.
Black,
in a
black,
penitentiary,
gold and pinstripe. And the players took a liking to the idea of mixing and matching the jerseys and the pants. So you never knew what combination they were going to be in. And some of them look good.
Those players took a liking to a lot of things later on that the feds got involved in. But I'm not going to go there, but I just did because it's factual. All of this is factual. I'm a journalist, Seth. Come on.
So some of them looked okay, but some Dave Parker was on the cover of Sports Illustrated 1 week in the pinstripe jersey and the gold pants. It looked like a set of mismatched pajamas he bought off the discount rack. It was god awful.
I'm going to find that picture. There's one of him on the cover with Jim Rice. Oh God, this is the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is terrible. Oh my God. That's the worst looking thing I've ever seen him.
I have a framed autographed version of that one, by the way.
Do you really? Look at how, I say these teams wear their pajamas these days. Dude, that is pajamas. That is total. For $10.39, it could be yours. You know what I'm saying, right?
That's the best way I could describe it. Mismatched pajamas.
Seth, even though you love the Pirates and the Steelers, I like you. I mean, I get along with Mike Tomlin. People say I can't get along with people. They never met me. You know what I mean? Look at what I've allowed you to do here. Look at what I've allowed this to become today.
I've littered black and gold all over your show.
Yeah, well, I'd hold the Pastorini thing up and say if y'all didn't cheat and squirt down the field back in 78, maybe things, and also get cheating from the officials. He threw that pass to Renfro in the corner. You know that was a touchdown. History will tell you that was a touchdown.
Again, we'll agree to disagree.
Well, one thing we know for sure, the Pirates won 79 World Series. So I can't argue with that. They won game 7. Seth Elkin is here to torture me about all things Orioles and Pirates. Hey, maybe with the tortured souls out there, will get 50 grand this weekend, and maybe the Orioles would get it against the Pirates, which would be lovely to hit 8 home runs this weekend, or 9 home runs this weekend, or 11 home runs this weekend, and get to that $50,000 home run. Home run riches. You can learn more about all of this cool stuff at mdlottery.com. You can learn more about how to win and second chances by coming to find me at State Fair this week. We're going to be at the local on the 23rd up in Falston, and I have a very, very aggressive crab cake, oyster, and you know what goes with that? Beer brewery tour ahead in August and September to celebrate 25 years of rocking. If they're celebrating 50 years at the Maryland Lottery, I'm celebrating almost 50 years of having the Oilers lost to Pittsburgh, having the Colts lose to Pittsburgh, have any Orioles lose to Pittsburgh. And you wonder why I felt so good when the Ravens would beat the Steelers. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop thinking about 1979. If he brought the whistle, I would have thrown him off. We are BaltimorePositive.com.